We're in the middle of Simon Reish Ches. We did Aleph and Beis last time. We're up to Gimel. Okay, Gimel, we're going to go through quickly. Dalet is very important, and you study this book. Okay, let's do Gimel. Reish Ches Gimel. Kishenosim Kemach Lotov Shkedim Sheosim L'Chola. They used to have some dish that they made for Cholim, and they would put flour into the Shkedim, into the almonds. So why are they putting in the flour? If they're doing it to fill him up. So again, when you put in mizonos, you put in kemach to fill you or for taste, it becomes mizonos. But if it's just to hold the nuts together, it's not significant and it does not get its own bracha. Even if the kemach is a minority ingredient, we have a rule, kol sheyeshbo from chameshes minei dagan, so then it becomes the ikar and the shkedim are batel legabayu. But if the kemach is not there for a significant purpose, only there ledabik to hold it together, so mishabesiv katan, yeah, the kemach is batel legabe hapri, or in this case legabe hanot, and the bracha will be bar peitz. In the dabik ba'amein the bracha b'amein mizonos v'tov lahachmir. And one should be machmir ulagama betocha suda lacher because I'm out to your potter mimena or mimanavshach. And one should be machmir and eat it only in the middle of a suuda. Why? Mishabosef katin yid aleph. Mishum debemaisa hashkedim hadercha asoso nami lisod. Because when it comes to this specific nut dish that they used to make back in the day, it was kind of unclear what the flour was there for. Meaning, it was put in the dabig, but it was also filling. So it was kind of unclear what the bracha, if it should be a mizonos, or if it should be a ha'etz. And therefore, to avoid the problem, one should eat it in a meal. If this dish was some sort of liquid, then it would just be a shahakom. Either way, it doesn't matter what the bracha is if you're eating in the middle of the meal. The hikshu achronim, this is the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Dimurak le dabek, if it's only there to hold the nuts together, im came batel the gabi eshkedim, so then it's batel to the nuts. And nuts that you eat at the, by a meal, the end of the meal, sounds like even in the middle of the meal, it's a din of a pri, and you'd have to make a bracha on the nuts in the middle of the meal. So it doesn't help you to wash and make a meal. Anyway, you're gonna have to make a bracha. If he's a chola and he needs the shkedim, so then ikar kviya suda lechatchil hu aleim. So it's like he's koveya suda on this nut dish. And we already learned if he koveya on peros, so then if that, I think what we said back then in Kufay and Zion, I believe, is only if that's the only course. That's considered kviya, so then you eat it a little bit of bread and you yotze. So he's making hechit himsa. They came and shucholim. It's all hashkedim. Ikik piyaso suda lechatchila hu alehem. Va'avidei ki kovei suda so ala peros deinam avarach alehem.
It's weird because they added the flour to fill him up, right?
Yeah.
But now he's eating bread, so when the flour
I hear. The Sharat Tzir, the bottom, always says Zion is a interesting aura. So first, this kasha came from Kibbe. Ege v'shmati kushes hataz. He said, I left out kushes hataz. The taz asks, why tell me eat another meal? Just make a shako. Which is interesting. Which means he's saying, safik mazonos, safik ha'etz, make a shako. I would say, because if it's ill adabik, so there's just the ha'etz, the shkedim, the nuts are ha'etz.
Yeah, that's why there's safik.
Because we don't know if the flour is there only to hold it together, also to fill you up. Right, so the suffix is mizonos or eight. So the eight of the machaber is eating in the middle of the meal. Right? So Rabbi Akiva is saying, why not make a shahako? Because shahako poter tako. That's the fallback bracha. So he says, I left out that kach of the taz. Why don't you make a shahako? The kvatiyas b'mayim Mordechai, the alkoponim, or the tvei lasos kain, lotzi sefid lechatchila v'lo lismoch al shahako. It's better to eat in the middle of the meal and yotzi even the chatchila rather than making shahako, which is basically a b'diyavid bracha. Dihini, kaim al dimamar shahako, yotza kol davar b'diyavid shahako poter tako, mikomokom, yotza tov lomar birkatzo haruya. It's better not to have to say shahako if that's not the right bracha. So then you're doing it lechatchila when you eat another meal. I would say just make a mazonos, but that's also only a b'diavad. But the Shbira Lacha in the Siman Kuf Samach Zayin told us that with the exception of water and salt, he would say everything with mazonos, and it could be the real bracha is mazonos. So it sounds like mazonos would be a better bracha to make than a shako. But even mazonos might is a b'diavad because on the tzad that it's supposed to be ha'eitz, mazonos is b'diavad, so it's better even though the meal. I don't know why he doesn't ask that question, but okay. Okay, that's Reish Ches Gimel. Okay, Reish Ches Dalet is really a continuation of Reish Ches Beis. So let's go back to Reish Ches Beis. Let's do some homework. First, let's do some background. The Gemara Brachos Lamed Zayin and Aleph says, HaKoses Chita Mavarech Bari Pri HaAdama. The term Koses means eat, but it really means to chew. It refers to eating something that's not so normally eaten. So if you eat just wheat kernels that you did not yet turn into flour, you did not yet turn into cake, cookies, bread, anything, the bracha is bar pi adama, because now it's in its vegetational form. So Tosis on that Gemara says, okay, you're eating wheat kernels, you're going to say adama because it's not yet mazonos, it's not yet a motzi, it's in its Hadama form. Fine. What are you going to do with the bracha achrona? So he says, basically, you have a three-way suffix as to what should be the bracha achrona. On the one hand, a hadama. The rule is, if you make hadama, it's a bar nefashis. On the other hand, it is one of the five grains, which is one of the shivas aminim. And on shivas aminim, you should say a bracha achas mein shalosh. So if you're making a bracha achas mein shalosh, then the normal bracha, in theory, would be to say alamechia. But it's not really an alamichya dika food. And therefore, the bracha perhaps should be al ha'adama va priyadama. However, Tosa says, when the Gemara talks about alamichya and ala eitz and ala gefen, it doesn't discuss al ha'adama va priyadama. There ain't no such bracha. You don't find that there's such a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam put into his machzor al ha'adama va priyadama, then he changed his mind because even though that should be the bracha, because it's one of the shivas aminim, it should get a bracha achas mein shalosh. Halamichi is not really fitting, so it should be ala eitz is all, for sure not fitting, it didn't come from an eitz, it should be ala dama bi adama, but we don't find such a thing. So we have the three-way machokas. Is it bar nefashis? Is it alamichi? Or is it just ala dama bi adama, which doesn't really exist? Three-way machokas brought down in Tosis.
Which gemara?
Brachos? Brachos, lamed zayin. And Tosis concludes that therefore it's proper only to eat it in the middle of a meal. So you avoid the bracha achrona problem, you're just going to bench. Okay, let's look at Reish Ches Dalet. Ochal dagan chai. He ate his raw kernels, raw wheat. Oh, asui klayot. Or it was kind of toasted in an oven. Oh, shaluk, or it was cooked. However, the garinim are shleimim. Okay, a wheat kernel, or I think any kernel, basically. These grain kernels, there's a kernel, and then there's a klipa, there's a chaff, there's a cover. Whole wheat is the kernel, usually they take off the cover, and then you have white flour. If you leave it on, then you have whole wheat, whole with the cover. So here, you did something to the kernel, you're eating the kernel. Either eating it raw, you're eating it toasted, you're eating it cooked, but it is shalem. You did not do anything to the kernel. You didn't take off the klipa, the cover. You didn't break it. You didn't grind it into flour, as is. So, ena mavarech ela bore priyadama. The bracha is bore priyadama. What's the bracha achrona? Ula achra bracha achrona bari nefashos. That's what the mechaber passes. However, skip the Ramah, then the mechaber goes on to say the hatosus nistapku. Tosus had a suffix. Im yivarech laachra bracha mein shalosh. If you should make a bracha achas mein shalosh. Mechaber doesn't discuss ala mechia versus ala adama, val pri adama. Ulekach kosra, and therefore Tosus wrote, shenachon, it is proper, shalala achla, ala betocha suda. They only eat in the middle of a suda, v'yitrina because of mazan, and then the yotze with benching. Let's just see the end of the Mishabura is on this last piece of Tosus. Mishabura said, gotten yitzayin, nistapku. Svirlu Tosus, all to me, komakom, kevin, shemin, daganu, since it is one of the grains, efshe, del inyan, bracha achrona, tzorch, levarach, main shalosh. It could be that regarding bracha achrona, you need to make a bracha achas, main shalosh. Ve'afta, alamichi, en yochalom, adena, min mazon, even though alamichi is not really appropriate, because it's not really a min mazon. So yomar, ala adama, vapri adama, komoshomrim, ala eitz, vapri eitz. Hela, but, delomati, we don't find this nusach anywhere. And therefore, it ends up as a safek. So what should you do? Eat in the middle of the meal, betoch hasuda. What if you ate it not in the middle of the meal? You can make a bar nefashos. That's the first opinion of the Mechaber. That's the Ikra Din. That's the opinion of most poskim. And that's what one could do if one does not want to be machmir and eat it in the middle of the meal. That's what the Jewish brings out, footnote 13. Meikra din hora Roshoma Zaman Orbach, that you do not need to refrain from eating it out of a meal. The Shulchan Aruch is bringing down Shitas Atosus, who's machmir, she ate hidu b'davar. If you want to be, go with Nim Yishus Adin, you want to be a tzaddik, so that's the best way to do it, eat in the middle of the meal. But Meikra din, you can rely on the Borei Nefashos. This has tremendous ramifications nowadays, as we shall soon see. Okay, so that's the Mishaburas on the second half of the Mechaber. Let's do the Ramah so we don't forget about the Ramah. Hagah. The Mavarech Lefana of Borei Pri Adama on these grain kernels. That's if you're eating wheat. V'chayot Zbendur Nechokach. Something like wheat, which is edible as such. Aval Ha'ochel Sa'orim Shleimim. But if you eat whole grain, whole grain barley kernels, I feel clean by each, even if they're toasted in fire, ain't ruin lechol rak al yedchak. It's not really edible, only al yedchak, and therefore the bracha is downgraded. Ve'im avarch lifneim rak shahakol. Then the bracha turns into a shahakol. Kolbo v'chemashu amidivrei arajba shemashish v'chitin the sarah. The bracha achrona mashu with all the rishona. The bracha rishona of saorim is different than chitim. Saorim in general is considered throughout Shas as a Michael Behema. It was animal food back in the day. Mm-hmm. Then we started putting it in chulm. Okay. Let's take a look at Sif Beis. Sif Beis discussed the following. Beis, go back to Beis. Chameshes mine dagan sheshalkan. It shouldn't say shechalkan, sheshalkan, which means cook, but rather shechilkan, that you cut the kernels into two or three or four pieces. Oh, kachan. Kachan is you just took off the klipa. You get rid of that chaff, that outer shell. And then you make from it a tavshil, could go maisa kedera. Harifos, vigaris, caramel, vadaisa. These are different types of dishes that they would make from these kernels. So then the Mechaber goes on to talk about the rule of Kol She'eshbo, it becomes a mezonos. But what's significant now for us is this first piece over here. So Mishabura Sivkat and Gimel. Mishabura Sivkat and Gimel is telling us if you cut the kernels into a bunch of pieces, so then it becomes a mezonos. So Mishabura Sivkat and Gimel over there says, Imhem Shleimim, if they're still whole kernels, Avshe Bishnan, even if you cook them, Avor Besif Dalet, that we just did, the Mavarach Bar Pri Adama. Achim, but in Nismach, why they're Bishl, if through the Bishl they somewhat disintegrate, even though you put them in Shleimim with the Klipa, you're going to make a Bar Minimazonos, Kemen Shinismach, Yafe. Basically, there's this concept of a Tavshil, of a Maisa Kedera, which is kind of like this thick porridge that is one big mush and mesh. Meshes into one mush. So that's going to be mezonos. So now the question is, with each of these grains, what is the bracha going to be? So sometimes it meshes and mushes into one, and sometimes it doesn't. They remain independent. Okay, let's go through the Mishnah Berurah back in Tes Vav. Okay, there's basically four categories. There's the complete kernel with the shell. There's the complete kernel, but you took off the shell. There is, you took off the shell, and in taking off the shell, you took off a little piece of the kernel, and then there's, the kernel itself is chopped up into a bunch of pieces. And each one has different halachos. Is it going to be, the question is it going to be a mezonos, or is it going to be a hadama? If you have a whole grain kernels and they don't mesh together into one, they're just there individually, it's going to be hadama. If you make a porridge, thick porridge, it's going to be a mezonos. And everything in between is a whole discussion. So let's see what it says over here. Dagan chai, kol chameshes meaning bichlal, it refers to all five grains, and the Rama is arguing on Sa'orim, which is, he says it's not a dama, but shahako, because it's not so edible. Hagarinim shlemim, ratzulama, shlochilkum itchila, he didn't chop them into little pieces. The gamlonis machu kali deabishal, and through cooking it, it did not disintegrate and mesh together into one unit. And therefore, ainan chashuv in the mazon, it's not considered a mazon to say barmi name is zonos. It remains a priadama, which we get a boy priadama. The im husarakli by de kedisha, if you took off the outer shell. So now ye shomin de brikasam barmi name is zonos, if you cook it. Because it's considered like a maisa kedera, which is mezonos. And some say, no, it's still going to be a bar priadama, because the kernels themselves are shalem. So now you have another machlokes. Not only you have the whole the balagan about the bracha achrona, you have a balagan on the bracha rishona. Therefore, v'anochon shelo yocham kiim b'tacha suda. Better only to eat in the suda. Aside from the svar of Tosus, which is that if it's a hadama, you have a balagan with the bracha achrona, and you should only eat in the milva suda. Va'ayin le'el, which was sif beis, besof sif katan vav, dikishen isdabku ayidei abishol, when it sticks together through the act of bishol, yesh lismach lechatchil levarach bar minei mezonos, v'achara me'in shalosh. Then you're making a mezonos and an alamichya. Then he goes on to talk about the middle category, where you took off the shell and part of the kernel came off with it. And that's what he calls pearl barley. And that's what we buy for our cholent and our mushroom barley soup, pearl barley. However, Zosar Bracha says that nowadays, and one of my chavrus has pointed out that it makes sense, because why we're very technologically advanced. They said nowadays most pearl barley is, they only remove the shell, and they did not remove any of the kernel at all. So it's not this, you know, third category, it goes back to that first category, which means if it's stuck together, it's going to be mezonos. If it's not stuck together, it's going to be adama. If it's that, but if it, the part of the kernel did come off with the shell, so that's what he says at the top of the second column over here. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan in the middle of Tezvav. Achein tzorim shusak tipasim began mixes man gufa. They took off a little bit part of the kernel itself. Ayidei tchinat harichayim by grinding it somewhat in order to get off the outer shell. Shenasek tani mimashu yukodem. It got smaller, and that's common in pearl groipin. That's pearl barley grisei pnina. Hanog in the bracha and bari. My name is Zonos and Alamicha lechatchila. Even if it did not disintegrate, ain limchos biyadam. So that's great. And I thought that's what we were dealing with. But then I opened up the bracha and he claims that that's not what we're dealing with. And that's very important. That's a very big ingredient. So if our pearl barley is missing part of the kernel, so you would make mizonos on the cholent, you make mizonos on the even the chatchila. You don't protest on the cholent and on the mushroom barley soup. But if it only lost the outer shell and not part of the thing itself. So they say cholent, where it kind of meshes together, even though it's not the kernels themselves, it kind of gets a thick, the unless it's like a very soupy cholent, but the cholent generally is a thick texture and therefore it's meshed together, even though the kernels themselves are independent, but they're meshed together through the everything else that's in there, so then that would be mezonos. But when it comes to like a mushroom barley soup, where it's very thin, the soup, so then that would be a hadama. Now we get into this. No, I take it back. That would be a suffix. That's a machlokes. That would be a suffix, bari pri hadama, bari mini mezonos. You have a suffix on the bracha rishona, and then you have a suffix on the bracha achrona as well. When the garinim are totally complete with the shell, even if you cook it, it's a hadama, unless it's unless it meshes into one unit, then it will become a mezonos. If it only meshes a little bit, only disintegrates a little bit, then that's also a suffix. Now, even if you chop it and you cut it into different pieces, so from sif beis, it sounds like you need it to be a tavshil. You need to cook it. Maisa kedera, tavshil, things that are cooked. And if you cook it, it'll become a mezonos. And here it sounds like, but if you just put it, like toast it, it's going to remain a hadama. Now, the way I understood things, the chilik between beis and dalid is that here the kernels are whole and there the kernels are not. The poskim did not understand like that. The poskim understands the difference between cooking and toasting. And that leads to a big nafgamina. Let's say you have what they call in America oatmeal and what they call here Quaker oatmeal. So that's clearly chopped up into a lot of pieces. So if it's cooked, it's going to be mezonos. If it's not cooked, it might be adama, unless it merges and meshes together into one unit, and then if it's nidbak, it sticks together, so then it'll be a mezonos, even if it's not, even if you use cold water. Once it merges into one unit, it becomes like a ma'isa kedera. So there's a lot of ramifications to this, you know, nowadays. Aruch HaShulchan talks about different things, and he says, nowadays, none of this is relevant, we don't have any of these foods. Well, nowadays, we have all these foods. Okay, let's start with granola. Granola is chopped up. It's not whole kernels. Okay. It's chopped up. It is, now, there are different ways of processing it. But in general, they're not cooked. And therefore, if it's not cooked, and it's granola cereal, it's independent, so then it's going to be a borei pri adama. That's what people make on granola, a bar priadama, and the bracha chrona is maker adin bar nefashis, and then this toast has this thing and wants you eat it in the middle of a meal. But maker adin is a bar nefashis. Once you have a granola bar, which is stuck together, so they bring down from Rav Yashiv, wants to say that since it's stuck together, that becomes a mezonos. So Mazalman says, no, it's not stuck together through a Maisa Bishul. There is no Bishul over here. It's stuck together because in the factory they squished it together. Maybe they put some honey. It's not naturally cooked in a way that it became together. It wasn't cooked at all. So the granola bar, according to Rav Yashiv, will be a Mizonos and Alamichya, Maisa Kedera. According to Rishon Mazalman, and it seems most poskim, it will still be a Hadama and a Bari Nefashos. Then they have Shalva. Shalva is, you have the whole kernel, and you puff it. So, and it's not stuck to anything else, and it's not cooked, so that shalva, sugar crisp, what do they call in America? Sugar smacks, sugar crisp, whatever it's called.
It's wheat, though.
Yes, so even though it's wheat kernels, the kernels have not been broken, they have not been cooked, and therefore the post can say, to make a bar priadama. Rice, the puff rice, we'll get to in the coming days. They talk about rice separately. Rice Krispies and rice cakes and things like that. So we got granola, shalva, what else do you eat? Oatmeal. Anyway, so all these things nowadays are very relevant and very nogea. It relates to cholent, it relates to mushroom barley soup. Okay, we'll stop here. If you think of any other examples, we'll try to discuss them.